Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to New Every Day. I'm Lawrence Cruz.
And I'm Jeff Weston.
And we have an amazing show for you today. It's one of the best ever. You know why? Because this guy right here is sharing a fantastic story of God's redeeming grace.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Back again with another hopefully fantastic show.
I think every week's fantastic.
I think there's
dated.
Yeah, well, that's what your mother said, right? I know that. Hey friends, what we're gonna do is we're gonna pick up from last week's episode when we were talking about the body.
Yeah.
That was a good subject to talk about.
It really was. And we'd only planned for it to be one episode, but just kind of the way it unfolded. Like, there was so much meat to it. It's like, I don't think I can eat all this in one sitting.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I love, Jeff, just listening to you. Your heart is full, and it's awesome. Friends, we just love talking about Christ. We like talking about His church. We like talking about the things of God. So there's no lack of things to talk about in our world. And we're so thankful. We are the body. And that's what the message is last week. That's the message this week. It's founded primarily upon 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You could begin at verse number 12 and read to the end of the chapter and learn so much about it. And we had said something, I think it was me that mentioned, well, and then you agreed, is that there was a time in my life where I said I siloed myself. Mm. Where I get that, you know, I'm just thinking about the farm and, you know, that silo in the farm field that's housing grain or whatever it is right. They want to put in there. And I was actually on an airplane en route to Victoria, British Columbia. And one of my colleagues, he and I were talking. His name is Rob Sharp. I think you know who Rob is.
Know.
Yeah. And we were talking and he was reading a book and the book was talking about the danger of someone removing himself or herself from the body. And the phrase that the author used was siloing yourself. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, and just as he was talking, interesting that you never knew about that conversation. And here we are talking about this topic that's so alive in your heart, Jeff. But that's where I got that idea of siloing myself. And it does. It makes sense, right?
It really, really does.
For me, it sure does. And so we want to say, like, don't silo yourself. Don't isolate yourself. And I had done that and found that I was in a desert wasteland when I did it.
Yep.
And last week, Jeff, you mentioned that you have a story along those lines.
Yeah, I seem to have a lot of stories on this show.
Yeah.
They just keep coming out.
Well, I like your stories. Let them keep coming. I don't know what you're going to do this week, but I can't wait to hear all about it sometime in the future. Makes for a great story.
It really does, yeah. Yeah, you're right. We do. I mean, my wife and I, there was a point in our walk where we'd walked away from the church and just the impact that had on so many elements of our life.
Okay, so you walked away from the church. So you personally, I think I know the answers, well, to this question, but church was a part of your life, right?
Yeah, grew up in the church.
Like from like cradle sort of thing, or was it
yeah,
for you a young boy?
The church that I grew up in, my grandparents actually helped found.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I knew that.
Yeah, so my grandparents helped start the church, and, you know, they got older and have since passed away. My parents continued in the church. And so, you know, I was born and raised in that church, you know, and so, you know, the time that I, you know, my wife and I left that church, I think I was 25.
Okay.
So like I'd been in the church for 25 years.
That's a quarter
roughly.
Century. Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, one building, but seeing all these people growing up. And so, I mean, thinking of last week with that element of the family,
yeah.
You know, and we're part of the body of Christ. I mean, you see how it impacts as people come and go and the changes it causes right. and all that kind of stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, the family is definitely a dynamic reality.
Oh, yeah.
It's not static.
No,
right?
Definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, all of us, we're all growing, we're all changing, and sometimes we're getting better. Sometimes maybe we hit a speed bump and
That's
it's not
right.
so
yes.
good. So your wife now, was church part of her childhood growing up?
Yeah, so she grew up, oddly enough for her, the church that her grandparents helped start. So, you know, there's some founding nature there, which is kind of neat. A different denomination.
Okay.
And so, you know, when we got married and came together, there was definitely some challenges between the differences in what those denominations were built on. Both solid denominations.
Yeah.
But, you know, it creates for some, well, why that? You know,
right.
we do adult baptism and you do infant baptism. And what does that mean?
Right.
So there was a lot of those challenges and hurdles.
Back
to work
away.
For.
Wait a second here. Am I allowed to hang around this person?
it worked out, but it presented some challenges in our relationship in what is it that we actually believe? What is biblical and what is, religious?
Now, Jeff, I'm hearing you I know you guys today.
Yeah.
So, okay, that was a challenge, and I'm just relating to what you're saying, because I too am married. For those of you who are married, you probably went through similar things, whether it was about your church denomination, your religious, like, we're all bringing in different worldviews,
mm-hmm.
and it's like two storm clouds that are going to meet whatever, you know, right? That's, okay, and yet at this point in the game, do you think you can already just look back at that situation and say that it made you stronger?
100%, without a doubt. Yeah.
Interesting. So diversity is okay.
Oh, I would highly encourage it.
And yet at the time, maybe there's times where we think it isn't.
I loved it. I mean, I am, I'm the kind of person, I love to educate myself. I love to push myself and go, okay, I think this way, but why do I think that way? And is there another way of thinking? And, you know, why does 2 + 2 have to equal 4?
Yeah, I admire you.
You know, and so, you know, to be married to my wife and have these, you know, sometimes opposing views.
Yeah.
And sometimes very similar views, but slightly different perspective on it. You know, I feel made me a better person, and not even just from a spiritual standpoint, but, a general life standpoint. I mean, she had a whole different, she grew up on a farm in a rural atmosphere. I grew up in the city. And so, you got to kind of how that whole Green Acres feel and, you know, the two of those meshing, it's like, well, you know, what do you do with that? And I love it. I mean, to this day, I mean, we've been married now over 13 years and, I wouldn't change a thing. I really wouldn't. Despite everything we've gone through, I wouldn't change a thing.
No, of course not. And I think it's great. I'm sure many of you would say the same thing. I remember as a younger man hearing married couples say, oh, you know, we love each other now more than we did when we first got married.
100%.
You know, and boy, how easy it is, having been on that journey ourselves, to, you know, to say, yep, that's exactly the case. But that's because of some of the tough roads that we experienced, but that we did it together.
That's right.
And made the decision, I'm speaking of my wife and I, and obviously you and your wife, that, you know, pardon me, the phrase is come hell or high water, we're not giving up on each other.
Yeah.
And boy, am I ever glad we just made that decision, you know?
Me too.
And and how much the richer we are today because of it. Well, so I say you have a church background, but there was a time, Jeff, when I wrote the phrase, when maybe you just didn't fancy the church quite like you used to.
That's correct.
And so, like, hey, tell us a bit about, like, what happened, man?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's like, 1,000 elements to it, but to boil it down, you know, to the basic raw bones, is that we were struggling with the difference between a relational church atmosphere and a religious church atmosphere. And the difference of what it meant in your Christian walk. And so we kind of hit this point where despite spending time in the Bible, despite spending time in prayer and even chatting with, you know, some seasoned veterans, so to speak, within the church, we just couldn't get past, you know, what was religion versus what was a real, you know, faith-based relationship. And we found that the religion was clouding out the the realness of a relationship with God. And I guess the best way to describe it is we consciously chose to flip the power switch. We didn't know how to separate, like a quarter of a century worth of years of rules and you don't and, you know, you can't and you do this because. I mean, I even remember as a youth going to my youth pastor and I remember sitting down for coffee. I'm like, I have these questions. You know, how do I find these answers? And one of his answers was, well, it's just the way we've always done it.
Oh, boy.
And it's like, but that doesn't answer my question.
No.
You know, and so we said, we have to hit the reset button. We have to walk away from this and figure out what our relationship with God is. And that's not a decision to make lightly, but it's one we made.
Yeah.
And it also happened to be coinciding at a time in our life where things weren't the greatest. I had a job that was a wonderful job, but a very dark atmosphere. Very heavy spiritual oppression within the workplace, a lot of broken marriages, a lot of negativity, substance abuse, all that kind of stuff. And that weighs on you and that impacts you.
So you, am I hearing you say that even your external circumstances or like just the reality of your life as it was unfolding and in particular relative to your job, the darkness of that situation was actually clouding your own lives, even your marriage, or is that, what do you mean?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay. And, you know, and because of work, I became angry.
Okay.
And, you know, so that kind of plays into it. But then when you're wrestling through figuring out a new marriage and what do we believe?
Yeah.
And you're challenged with, well, everybody at work says this is okay. Show me in the Bible where it says you can't. And you start having those conversations and then you're met with, well, that's just what we always do.
Yeah.
You kind of go, so what is it to be a Christian?
There's got to be more.
Yeah.
And than so this, that's not floating my boat right now.
Yeah. So we walked up to the fuse panel of the house and went, you know, and let the dinosaurs out of the cage.
Wow.
And it didn't go so well.
Well, friends, listen, that's the first half. I'll tell you, you got to come back now for the Jurassic time period. Jeff's going to tell us just what kind of dinosaurs were let out of that cage.
Big ones.
Oh, this is great. Listen, this is great. We're going to be back with more of Jeff's story and the Word of God. We're so glad you're with us. We'll see you back in a bit.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Hi everyone, we're back. And, I was telling you, I was just getting ready to run fast because I was feared being chased by a big T-Rex or a raptor or something like that.
Yes, yeah.
We are very close to Toronto, you know, so it could happen. The Toronto Raptors. Yes, right, thank you, friends. I'm here all week. Try the veal. That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's called a dad joke. That's I hear about it all the time. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I just apologize now. All right.
I never apologize for dad jokes. They're classic.
So, Jeff, talk to us, man. Okay, you had us saying like, you went up and you to the panel.
And
with your left hand, you just turned off the power.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that? What were you doing at that point?
We said enough of church. We needed to figure out what it meant to have a relationship with God in a way that we didn't feel influenced by the religion of the church.
Oh, just a minute here. So, somehow in all of this cloudiness going on in your life, right? You talked about like external circumstances, darkness of the job, other things you're working through, the adjustment of the marriage. Mm-hmm. The church wasn't cutting it for you.
No. And actually one, you know, when we were at kind of our lowest point, I remember sitting down with our pastor and explaining where we were at, and the response was very non-committal. And it was at that moment that we said, okay, if we can't get an answer from the pastor, why are we here?
Yeah.
And, you know, and so, you know, we left, and we found out years after the fact that it even went so far as there was others who wanted to reach out, and they were told, no, give them space, leave them on their own.
Oh.
And, you know, and so, you know, I look back at that stuff and I go, it hurts to hear that. But at the same time, it was 100% God ordained, because we needed that time. And that's not saying that it was a great decision. And I mean, when we made the decision, I remember my wife saying, she was praying about it, and God said, you have that choice. You can make the choice to stay or go. If you choose to go, there will be implications. It's not going to be easy, but I'm not going to leave you alone.
That's what God was saying to your wife at the time when you guys were flipping the switch off.
Yeah.
Was she in favor, Jeff, of you know, that switch?
We both were. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we both
were. I guess
were.
It sounds almost like maybe you were numb or just overwhelmed or didn't know what to do.
I think overwhelmed and just beyond the point of being able to process it. You know, we just, you know, it's kind of like that moment where you just go, I need a break. And you leave the room, you go sit and just kind of clear your head.
So what's going on?
And that's what we did. And it wasn't a lengthy period of time, but I would say that it was a solid year where we just didn't engage the church. Mm. And even though we still were attending, we checked out. There was no relationship, there was no commitment to anything, you know, we weren't there. It was nothing more than a shell in a pew.
Okay, wow, I'm hearing that. Would you say, were you disappointed with something, do you think? Maybe not, eh?
I mean, at the time, I didn't know what I was.
Oh, okay.
You know, looking back on it, yeah, there was a lot of hurt. There was a lot of disappointment. There was a lot of resentment. There was a lot of confusion. Hmm. And some of it was, you know, with family. It was, why wouldn't family guide me through this? They've been in the church forever. Don't they see what we're going through?
Hmm.
But I look back on it and I go, no, you know what? We didn't really talk. We didn't let people into that inner room. It was all surface stuff. And we tried to, you know, show that we've got it all figured out. We're Joe Christian. We've been around for 25 years. We've got the answers.
Wow.
And then when we started asking, you know, I don't think people took it seriously that we were actually hurting and crying out for help.
Mm.
And you know, a very short, you know, explanation, it led us to a point where I was looking to leave my wife. You know, there'd been conversations, you know, jokingly with a lawyer, like, hey, what would it cost me if, and he's like, it's cheaper to kill her because, you know,
wow,
that's how much it's going to cost you in divorce. And I was like, oh, all right, well, that option's out the window. So, you know, I can't do that. But, you know, that was a thought process I was going through. And, you know, I was looking to move us across the country just to get a fresh start, to run away from everything we were struggling with. And, and after about that year, you know, we hopped in the car and we're driving to the church again, just going through the motions of, oh, we'll show up in the church because you don't want to be those people that aren't in church. And I remember looking at my wife and I go, I can't do this. I can't do this anymore. I can't be fake. I can't, like, we're either in or we're out. I don't want to just show up for the sake of showing up. So we said, okay, fine. We're not going back to that church. Where are we going to go? And we came through the doors of our current church. And for a 3-week period, you know, to make it very, you know, animated, it was like God took us into, you know, a UFC ring and beat the snot out of us for 5 rounds. And, you know, for 3 weeks, he would just, you know, you walk in and the sermon nails you exactly where you're at. And then you leave, and I remember us driving away the first Sunday, and we're going, wow, that was really, like, hitting the mark of where we're at. We should come back next week, you know? Wow. So we came back the next week and it was round two. Okay.
So it was like you were getting a good whooping, you mean?
Exactly, yeah. Okay. And then that third week I had to work, but my wife decided I'm going to go myself to make sure that it's not just us trying to hear something. I want to know, is this something different? And
Boy, that's an interesting perspective too. Yeah.
Yeah, because she needed to know on her own without me there, is this right or is this just us feeding off each other?
Yeah.
And that third week, like I remember to this day, she talks about it. She's like, I had to tell God, stop. Give me a moment to breathe because I can't handle the onslaught. And it wasn't like God going, but it was, okay, you are ready now. You're ready for what it means to have relationship with me. You're ready to come back to the body, to be a part of the body in the role that I've made for you. And now here we are 9 years later, and we've never been better. We've never been stronger. My wife is very gifted in, prophecy. She's got prophetic words and giftings, and our family's never been stronger. And I look at what our kids are going through, and they are exceeding in life because we have set apart what was religious to have a relationship with God, to take part in the body in the way we were meant to be. And it's, I don't like to use the word perfect, but it's perfect. I wouldn't change a thing.
Jeff, thank you so much for sharing this. Am I here? Would it be right to say, was God maybe dismantling some things in you? Is that maybe that was necessary? Like,
I think of this song. I picture an old pastor of mine singing Refiner's Fire.
Right.
Break me, mold me.
Right.
I think it's make me, fill me.
Yeah.
Like when we were going through this re-evaluating moment, that song was regularly running through my head. I'm going, okay, this is our breaking moment. Like this is where God's going, okay, I've got a different purpose for your cup. You know, here, let's remake you, and I got something better for you. And that's exactly what it was. Yeah, it was, God's hand was in every aspect of it. Even though we chose to make the decision to walk away, God was there, and we look at it now and we go, he never left us. He was always guiding us. He was kind of like that, on the football field, that defenseman who's going, stay away from my runner. Hmm. And he was protecting us from where Satan really wanted to make sure we never came back to the church. And I look back and I see it now. God was everywhere.
But nothing will take us out of the palm of his hand. Amen.
Yeah.
Like I'm hearing that. I thought about that verse earlier, like earlier as you were chatting. Friends, our time is up. And Jeff, I want to say thank you. I'm loving listening to that current, that river of life the Bible talks about in John chapter 7 that's welling up from within you. Mm-hmm. And we give God praise for his faithfulness in never letting us go. And at the same time, not imposing his will on us. He waited for you to submit. Mm-hmm. And you could have walked away, and you did for a bit and said, no, I don't want to leave God. And maybe there's a place for me. And by his grace, he used, dare I say it, another part of the body to reach out to you. Because you even said in hindsight, you know what that pastor said, maybe it was all orchestrated of the Lord. So God was using that part of the body, brought you to another part. Mm-hmm. You know, we could reach and say, no, it's all of us working together. But when we submit with a heart that says, God, I'm ready to reach out to you and receive what you've got for me. And I'm willing also to give of that which I am so that I can make somebody else's life better. Like as humble as it is, Lord, here I am. It's amazing what God will do in us and through us to the glory of his name. Jeff, thank you so much for sharing your story. God bless you each one. You belong here. Where is that? Right in the middle of the will of God as part of his body. God bless each and every one of you.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB TV Channel 33. television for the high desert.